Now, as you may know, the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries is currently underway in Prague, and Radio Prague has been bringing you daily reports. Today's spotlight is on War and Love in Kabul, which tells the Romeo and Juliet-like story of a couple who have loved one another since childhood, but are prevented from living together because of social and religious conventions. Hussein has been left crippled after being recruited by the Taliban, while Shaima was sold into marriage to a man 40 years her senior. Ian Willoughby spoke to the director of War and Love in Kabul, Helga Reidemeister, and first asked how she had ever found the subject of such a personal story.
To find them was not so very difficult because you have so many handicapped in Kabul, and there exists the Center for Orthopedic Handicapped People. And there we found this wonderful founder, Dr. Alberto, an Italian, who sent us with a physiotherapist and a Red Cross car around Kabul, where all his patients were still living with their families and not inside the clinic there or the hospital. They are going there once a month or something like this. And it was our wish to come as near to the people, in their families, in their houses, to get an idea what is the impact of 30 years of war.
Is it, to some extent, a story about romantic love in a society where romantic love isn't necessarily the norm, where other ideas, perhaps more practical concerns when it comes to marriage, are the norm?
You are perfectly right that it is not the norm, but I think it's also a little bit a limitation of us as Europeans to deny that there are strong emancipation urges and needs, and that half of the fathers don't dare to sell their daughters like cows. So within the Pashtun society, you have 50-50. And so I think the society is much more developed than we have in our imagination. And that was very amazing for us, too.
How did you, as a filmmaker, find filming in Kabul, in Afghanistan, in, I guess, a time of war?
Well, it's difficult for me to speak about our disgust, to see also the change. We started in 2004, where, for example, the German soldiers, the ISAF soldiers, were out of their jeeps communicating with the people. And during the years, it changed amazing. The German ISAF soldiers, for example, they are going with 80-mile speed. They have to avoid explosion attacks. There's no contact to the people, and they just work for their own security. I mean, it's crazy. And so we, as welcomed friends, turned during the years into being foreigners, also dangerous foreigners. And that was very painful, yeah.
Helga Reidemeister, the director of War and Love,